Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
The number of vaccine-preventable whooping cough and measles outbreaks around the country are staggering. My guest is Dr. Tanya Altman. She is the author of Mommy Calls. Dr. Tanya answers parents' top 101 questions about babies and toddlers. She's a spokeswoman for the American Academy of Pediatrics. Welcome to the show, Dr. Altman. Let's speak about the recent outbreaks in vaccine-preventable measles and whooping cough. As a pediatrician, this must make you very frustrated.
It does. I mean, thanks to vaccines, many diseases that once caused a lot of death and disability in children have been rare in the United States. But although they may be rare, they aren't gone. And when parents choose not to vaccinate or to use made-up alternative vaccine schedules, and people travel internationally so much nowadays, and this is why we're seeing a resurgence of certain diseases such as measles and whooping cough in the United States. And this really just breaks my heart as a pediatrician, because I know that many of these diseases can be prevented. And locally, we had a little girl in the ICU with measles. The parents wanted to wait until she was two to give her the MMR vaccine, which is not something that I recommend. And of course, right before her second birthday, she came down with measles. We also recently had a baby in Southern California who died from whooping cough, and we hadn't seen that in several years. And this is really, really tragic.
The fact is, Dr. Altman, it upsets me as a parent, because then it's putting my children at risk. No vaccine is 100% effective, so my kids might be at risk by these unvaccinated children. And the most credible source, scientifically, Dr. Altman, is WHO, on the safety of these vaccines and that they are not associated with any of these crazy diseases that people think that they're associated with.
You're absolutely right. And first, let me address the fact that, you know, by choosing not to vaccinate your child, it doesn't only put your child at risk. For instance, let's say a parent decides not to use a car seat properly, which is dangerous, and I wouldn't recommend that, but they're really only putting their child at risk. By not vaccinating, you're not only putting your child at risk, but the newborn next door, the child on chemotherapy down the street who's immunocompromised and can't get vaccinated or is more susceptible to it. And some of these diseases, such as measles, are so highly contagious that if someone with measles walks through a crowded place such as a pediatrician's waiting room or a supermarket, even after they leave, everyone there who has not been vaccinated is going to get measles. Now, you're also correct that there have been thousands of documented scientific and medical studies, both in the United States and around the country, that show the safety of vaccines and that there is no link between vaccines and autism or any other childhood illness. So when parents come to my office with questions, I really talk to them about the science and the research, and that I don't have any concerns. I have two boys. They're 6 and 8 now, and they have both been fully vaccinated. And I would be terrified not to vaccinate them. I mean, it's really one of the best public health measures we have to protect our children and the children in our community against what were previously such, you know, deadly and horrible diseases.
Well, and the thing is, as you said, it puts other children at risk. And that's why I get, you know, actually angry. And, you know, parents have to try not to get into these arguments with other parents because, you know, but some of the recent stars have said, well, it's a personal choice. But as you say, it is absolutely not a personal choice. And I'm hoping the school systems come into play and say, well, you know, your child has to be vaccinated. What do you recommend as the vaccine recommendations for measles and whooping cough? Just give us the basic recommendations.
Sure. So it's recommended that all children get vaccinated against MMR, which is measles, all children get vaccinated against MMR, measles vaccine, which is also mumps and rubella, at 1 year of age. So that's 12 months. Now, sometimes if kids are sick, it may be a week or two later, but I don't recommend you wait until 18 months or 2 years of age, because that's when we often see such kids come down with measles. So 1 year with a booster, again, around kindergarten age, which is between 4 and 6 years of age. And if anybody at this point hasn't been vaccinated or they have been delayed with vaccines, you can get it right away. In fact, because we are seeing more cases of measles in the United States. There were 32 confirmed cases so far this year, just in the last few months, in California. There are even some newer recommendations for families traveling abroad. So if you have a baby as young as 6 months of age and you're traveling abroad to an area where there is measles, you can actually get your baby vaccinated earlier than what we do in the United States here. For whooping cough, the DTaP vaccine is given at 2 months, 4 months, 6 months of age, and again at 12 or 15 months of age, and another dose again around the kindergarten years. The thing about the whooping cough vaccine is that it's not 100% effective. It takes a few doses to get some immunity, and we know that these young infants are the ones that are more at risk for serious illness. Whooping cough is a horrible cough where these babies just can't catch a breath, and they struggle for air, and that's often why they stop breathing. And as you get older, the immunity wears off, and that's why it's important that around 10 or 11, kids get vaccinated again, along with adults and pregnant moms. During every pregnancy, it's recommended that you get the Tdap, which is the adult whooping cough vaccine, to pass some immunity onto your unborn baby and hopefully protect them a little bit until they are old enough to get their own vaccine.
So, Dr. Altman, when parents do come to you, and, you know, every parent, I think, has our own little worries when our children are getting anything injected into them. We all do. But we know that this has stopped tuberculosis and polio and smallpox. And, I mean, the research is, as you say, credible and really, really efficient. And we know that this works. Please kind of reiterate for us what you tell parents that question this and question you, so that the parents listening understand that just because some reality star says she's not vaccinating, that your children are safer if you choose to vaccinate. It is the right thing to do.
So the vaccine schedule that was determined by the CDC and approved by the American Academy of Pediatrics and the World Health Organization and the Institute on Medicine, it was studied for years and years and years and really proven that this is the right age to give the vaccines, the right time period between vaccines to help your child build up immunity. And this is a schedule that I recommend that my patients and everybody follows, that I gave to my own two boys. Now, when parents do choose to delay vaccines, they're really following an unproven schedule that was just sort of made up. And essentially, they're leaving their child at risk for catching these diseases, which we're now seeing in the communities, that can be very serious. Let's not forget that every 1 in 3 kids who gets measles is going to have a serious complication. So that can be a pneumonia, that can be a brain infection, you know, that can even be death. So I am confident as a pediatrician that the vaccine schedule is safe. I don't have any concerns, but if parents do have questions, they should talk to their own pediatrician. Vaccines are safe and the side effects are very rare, other than a sore arm or with the baby, sometimes a little fussiness. That's really all we see, and I usually recommend that parents can give their infant a dose of acetaminophen if their child feels a little warm or is a little fussy. Rarely with the MMR vaccine, you might get a little rash about a week or two after the vaccine. Again, it's not contagious. It's not that you're actually contracting measles, mumps, or rubella. It's just a minor side effect of the vaccine. But all in all, the minor side effects completely outweigh the risks of these serious diseases. You know, when I was in medical school and after medical school, I actually lived abroad for a few years, and I have seen children die from diseases such as chickenpox and whooping cough and get meningitis and things that we luckily don't see very often in this country anymore. Parents nowadays are very lucky because they haven't seen these. But just because we haven't seen such diseases, it doesn't mean they're gone. And unfortunately, we've been seeing over the last year that they are coming back. So I really urge all parents to do what's best for their children and vaccinate according to the CDC and AAP schedule.
And any questions that you have, direct to your pediatrician. Go on the CDC website. The research is clear and it's there, and vaccinating your children is the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do for your children and for the community. So you've heard, this is credible information from the American Academy of Pediatrics. You're listening to Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening and stay well.